Well, if I asked you to tell me the Easter story, I wonder what you would say to me. I'm guessing the story is pretty familiar to many of us. Some of us might focus on the cross and the crucifixion of Jesus. Others of us might focus more on the empty tomb and the fact that Jesus had risen from the dead on Easter morning. We might add a few bits about Jesus' post-resurrection appearances. But in essence, that is the story of Easter. But now let me change the question and the challenge maybe and ask, how would we tell the Easter story if we could only talk about ourselves and our lives? What would we say then to explain the Easter or share the Easter story? Because I think that is something of how the first disciples of Jesus, those first Christians, ultimately talked about Jesus. Of course, they affirmed and believed the historical events of Easter, that Jesus died and he actually rose again. But actually, they allowed what had happened at Easter to impact their lives, and then they shared their story. Somebody said the resurrection stories in the Gospels do not say Jesus is raised, therefore we're going to heaven. They say Jesus is raised, therefore God's new creation has begun and we've got a job to do. And I think that idea is reflected in a poem written by a Jesuit priest who speaks of allowing Jesus to Easter in us. Be a dayspring to the dimness of us, to Easter in us. It's using the word Easter in a very unique way and actually changing it from a noun to a verb. And I think it's a great way to think and to share about the transforming reality of Easter. Of course, those first disciples, those first women at the tomb, they probably experienced and encountered Easter as a noun. They were caught up in an emotional roller coaster ride. They'd experienced fear and sadness, surprise, confusion, shock. They were dealing with raw grief. I can imagine that they weren't even able to process what was happening as they were kind of rolled along on the events of that first Easter morning. Peter and John look at the empty tomb, and then they go home and have some breakfast. The other disciples go and start fishing again. They end up in an upper room, fearful for their lives. It is only after they receive the gift of God's Holy Spirit that they begin to live out the Easter story as a verb, realizing that they indeed had a job to do. Jesus was Eastering in them, changing how they lived, and in turn, as they were changed, they changed the world around them. And we see that fantastically in the next book after Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and then Acts. And actually, in the book of Acts of the Apostles, we see the true Eastering of those disciples. It's an Easter book, I always think. The disciples become known for their faith and their confidence and courage and trust, known for the love that they have to the people around them. That love manifests itself in very practical ways, serving the poor and the weak and the marginalized and caring for them. They worshipped all together, rich and poor, slave and free. They lived and shared Jesus amazingly without fear. This total transformation, I think, is because Jesus Eastered them and transformed them from a group of terrified people, frightened and fearful, to a people who boldly proclaimed Jesus wherever they went. Witnessing to Jesus and the resurrection for those early Christians wasn't simply about sharing the historical facts, although they did do that. But actually, what they also shared was the way that Jesus had transformed their lives in the here and now, and also the eternal hope that gave them. They also shared, as they shared their lives, the fact that Jesus could transform others' lives as well. So I want to ask us today, are we celebrating Easter as a noun or as a verb? Are we celebrating Easter as a noun or participating in Easter as a verb? Because as a noun, Easter is a great festival. It's a true historic event. Maybe it's a long bank holiday for some people, or a reward for getting through surviving Lent. But if we are going to participate in Easter as a verb, it means allowing Jesus to transform our lives in the here and now, in the midst of all our emotions and everything that's happening to us, transforming us from the inside outward so that others can see, and giving us hope and courage and meaning and peace in our lives, just as he did for those early disciples. In other words, Easter is all about experiencing Easter, a new way of loving people and living in the light of all that Jesus has done for us and showing his compassion, justice, and forgiveness. It's a new way of seeing the world and the people that we interact with every day, family and friends, a new way of relating and understanding. It's about allowing Easter to permeate our whole being, our minds and our thoughts and our souls, changing our hearts and attitudes and actions. And also, Easter should change our priorities and concerns. I want to say today that I think it's pretty easy to celebrate Easter, but the challenge is participating in it. But actually, if we're not participating truly in Easter and all that it means, I would say that the celebrations don't last very long when you get back to work on Tuesday morning. If you read the four gospel accounts, you will see that one of the things that is consistent through all of them is that Jesus went and he met people, met the disciples and the women where they are. And actually, the great thing is that through his Spirit, Jesus is able to meet each one of us where we are today. He offers each one of us a new opportunity of a new start through the power of his resurrection. To receive the life of Jesus is the beginning of being transformed by him. To turn away from our old way of living, how we used to see the world, and to live in and through Jesus. Deciding to allow the experience of Easter to inhabit us and change and shape our lives. In other words, allowing Easter to become a verb in our lives. The Apostle Paul puts it like this in Galatians. It is no longer I who live, but it is Christ who lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. So I want for each of us to ask the question, to personalize it, what would it mean for me to participate in Easter as a verb rather than a noun today? Somebody speaks about Eastering. I'm not quite sure if it's a proper word, probably not. Some of you will tell me. But like those first disciples, I think it speaks about the ongoing transformation and process that Jesus is bringing about in our lives. Actually, Easter is not just about participating today, all that happens. Actually, it's about allowing Easter to shape us tomorrow and the day after and the day after. In other words, it's a continual process in our lives. And I don't think it's about those big things that we might do for Jesus, although those are good things to do. But it seems to me that actually allowing Easter in is doing those small everyday things which changes ourselves and changes those around us. It looks like believing the truth of Easter, sharing Jesus, but also bringing hope into hopeless situations. It's about bringing joy that shatters the despair that somebody's experiencing at work or one of our neighbours. It's about offering forgiveness and a listening ear, speaking truth, confronting injustice. It's about being prepared to be surprised by Jesus as they were on that first Easter day, in the most unlikeliest of situations and places and people. It's reaching out to the other and being prepared to allow God to change us because of the other. Tomorrow is about bringing, or Tuesday as well, and the rest of the week, it's about bringing hope and light in the darkness to a broken and hurting world. If our world ever needed Christians to start living out Easter, it is now in our world today. The world needs us and Easter to be a verb. And that is done in our everyday lives. It's interesting, isn't it, that in Matthew's account that Emmanuel read just now, the disciples are told to go back to Galilee. That is where it all started off for the disciples. Of course, they will end up going all over the place to share the good news of Jesus. But maybe Jesus takes them back to the beginning, those places where they are familiar, to be changed, to be sharing the good news of Jesus where they're familiar, and then to take it out to the ends of the earth. Participation in Easter returns us to ourselves and our lives, but in new ways as changed people. So we too have a job to do. The narrative of Matthew is short, it's to the point, it doesn't seek to explain much about the resurrection, but it finishes with Jesus calling us to go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in his name and sharing Jesus. So today, this is the resurrection. What is our response? The early Christians placed their total trust in these events of Easter, and actually they lived it out in their everyday lives, and that is the challenge for us. So let me ask you the question again. How would you share the Easter story? I'm hoping your answer in your heads might be slightly different to just now. Will it be a noun or a verb that we would choose? The first disciples allowed Jesus to Easter in them. And actually, down through the centuries, millions of Christians have done the same. That has changed people's lives, impacted our world, believing the story of Easter, but also living it out in our lives. So today, as we join with Easter, let us participate in it, being challenged to live by the same spirit-filled life that those first followers did. They did it in their world then. We are called to do it in our world today. This Easter, pray that Christ might Easter in us, so we become people transformed by Jesus' victory over sin and death, and share the good news of Jesus with a world that so desperately needs to hear it. Amen.